This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the podcast Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Be My Guest is intimate and captivating conversations with new and old friends. David Remick, Jennifer Garner, Frank Bruni, and more. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's something of a tradition at the festival that my colleague John Seabrook will interview one of the most interesting songwriters or pop musicians that's working out there today, and we always get to hear a little music. Laura Marling released her first album when she was 18 years old, but it didn't really feel like the work of someone who had just earned the right to vote. Marling is 30 now, and she's got 7 albums under her belt. The most recent just came out in April, and it's called Song for Our Daughter.
Though they may want you to tread in their trail, only to see if the path they set fails. Though they may want you to take off your clothes.
Marling's particular brand of dense but delicate folk music has earned her the acclaim of so many critics, and she's got a lot of passionate fans like John Seabrook. She and Seabrook spoke at the New Yorker Festival in 2017.
In my work, I meet quite a few artists that are very good singers. Some of those artists are also good players, and a few of those artists are also good songwriters, but I never meet someone who is as good as you are at each of those categories, any one of which would probably make you a very successful artist. So you're a real artist. Welcome. You're fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks.
And Laura and I actually know each other. We met a couple years ago. We played Boggle together. But anyway, so Laura, that was in April of 2015. Talk about what you were doing in California those years. You had 3-4 great albums, and then you left Britain and went to California. Why?
I was touring by myself. So after my fourth record, which was Once I Was an Eagle,
right?
I had been touring with a band for 8 years, I guess, or 7 years. And I was tired of that.
Yeah.
So I decided to go and tour the States just on my own.
I read something you said interesting. You said that because you started so young, and when you start touring and when you go out, your sort of emotional development is sort of arrested by the nature of touring.
Yeah.
It's hard to develop as a person. And what can you talk a little about? What is it about touring that kind of arrests you in terms of development?
Well, you basically employ someone to be your parent, you know, full-time carer. Right.
That's your tour manager?
Yeah. It's a really thankless job. But, yeah, you know, you are given a schedule every day. You're told where to shower and at what time.
Right.
And it's very limiting. And it's... You know, it's very claustrophobic. It can be if your mindset begins to make it that way.
Right.
It becomes sort of terrifyingly claustrophobic.
And that was part of what drove you to California, that wanting to get out of that cycle.
Yeah. Well, I did the tour of the States, and it was, you know, magical, and I had a lot of adventures. And then I just landed in LA, not somewhere I had ever even sort of romanticized in my head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I landed there, and I stayed there. And I found that really, from the claustrophobic mindset that I was in, L.A. was kind of perfect.
I mean, the other thing about California with you, and we were talking a little about this earlier, Laura had a father who loved 60s singer-songwriters, in particular, Neil Young, and one of your very first songs that he taught you was The Needle and the Damage Done, which I think you later recorded with Jack White.
Yeah.
It's a really great version, by the way. But I think on the Joni Mitchell, it's, I mean, he actually had you sit and listen as a very young person to Joni Mitchell, right?
Yeah.
And I was saying, I was asking you earlier, do you think he kind of wanted to make you into Joni Mitchell?
So, yeah, it's creepy to think that maybe he did.
Because maybe it worked.
Yeah.
No, but anyway, can you talk a little bit about having a father who was a record producer who influenced you musically?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he, I was saying earlier, I think Joni Mitchell was the only female songwriter he could think to put in front of me.
Have you felt like Joni Mitchell has become a musical touchstone for you? I mean, your voice in that middle range, up and down, sounds somewhat like Joni Mitchell.
Wow, that's very kind.
I mean, and you're a brilliant songwriter like Joni Mitchell, and you're blonde.
And I'm a lady.
And you're a lady.
I think, yeah.
But, and then you went to California. I guess that's what I was thinking of. Like, wasn't that part of your California trip? Just to maybe reckon with some of these archetypes that you kind of grew up with? Or...
Yeah, someone was asking me the other day whether I lived in Laurel Canyon when I was there, and I was like, no, you can't afford to live in Laurel Canyon. Are you kidding me?
Right.
But so as soon as I got there, all of that mysticism was gone. Do you know what I mean? But there are still there is this mystical thing in LA that the old school guys and girls are there. You know, you feel that they're there in the hills looking down on the city. And you hear about, you know, because most of my friends are musicians and they, you know, talk about playing with Jackson Browne at the weekend or, you know.
They're like the old fathers up there. Down. David Crosby up
David
there.
David Crosby, of course.
Like a Buddha.
Yeah.
That's John Seabrook talking with Laura Marling at the New Yorker Festival in 2017. And here's Laura Marling playing Daisy off her album Short Movie.
Daisy lives by the docks, down at the White Rocks, running an open home. Daisy lives by the sea. I only see Daisy when she wants to see me. Daisy's alright, she's up all night, down at the docks, running an open home. I think that you look at her wrong. I think that you look at her sorrow. Woman alone is not a woman undone. Daisy met a man from Sicily, who sailed in one day and told her who she was gonna be. Oh, did he look at her stage? For no one and nobody is Daisy gonna change. Daisy's alright, she's up all night, down at the docks, in an open home. I think that you look at her wrong. I think that you look at her sorrow. Woman alone is not a woman got a baby now. She caught her Angelina, so she stand out of the crowd. Daisy doesn't care from where she sees. As far as we're concerned, she is immaculately conceived. Daisy's alright, she's up all night, down at the docks, running an open home. I think that that you look good in wrong. I think that you look good in sorrow. Woman alone is not a woman undone.
That's Laura Marling performing at the New Yorker Festival in 2017. Her new album is called Song for Our Daughter. This is the New Yorker Radio Hour, and before we go, one more song from Laura Marling. It's called Wild Once.
If you grow up listening to a lot of Joni Mitchell, then you end up having a lot of guitar tunings, which is what's happening there. Forget it. I was wild, chasing stones. The martyr who feels the fire, and the child who knows his name. They remember that there's something wild, and it's something you can't explain, and it's something they can't explain. They are wild and they can't forget it. They are wild, chasing stones. Change it. It's worse if you don't try. You will sit down to explain it and be constantly asking why. You are constantly asking why. Well, you are wild and you must remember. You are wild. Chasing stones. Does no one understand you? Is that getting tired and familiar long? You must change what hangs you. Give me something to go on. Give me something to go on. You are wild and I won't forget it. You are wild, chasing stones. Thank you.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, the podcast. On each episode, Ina welcomes a different friend over to her Hamptons home to share stories about career, love, and life, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Guests include New York Times writer Frank Bruni, Jennifer Garner, restaurateur Danny Meyer, and The New Yorker's David Remick. David talks about his love of music and his obsession with Szechuan cooking videos on YouTube. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.